Blog Talk Radio.
Bells will be ringing. It's sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
NORAD Santa.org website live
So I hope some of you have began tracking Santa Claus and the reindeer's voyage around the world, distributing wonderful gifts to us all. If NORAD takes Santa Claus seriously, then, you know, those of us that do believe in Santa should also, right? So just like the last broadcast, I do that also. Log into the NORADSanta.org website to track Santa and see what's going on with Santa. So I would love to know what, I know Santa loves cookies and milk, but I just want to know, I wonder what Santa and the reindeer and the elves also, wonder what their eating habits are like, because that takes a lot of energy to do what Santa and those reindeers and those elves and Mrs. Claus being so supportive. That takes a lot of energy and a lot of work, huh? Yes, it does. I know. Today's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. I know for a fact it is Ryan Seacrest's birthday. So happy birthday to Ryan Seacrest. I wished him happy birthday on yesterday. So wishing he and his family and Julianne and everyone a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and also Ryan. Ryan definitely is a Christmas baby. Happy Christmas Eve, huh? So I guess his mother was delighted. So I wish Ryan Seacrest a happy birthday if you network with him on any of the social networking sites, from Facebook to Twitter. Of course, he and I have been networking with one another since MySpace. And so, but he's definitely influential and so inspiring to me, like many of you. So, and stay connected to his southern roots in Georgia. So that is the plus right there. That's what I really dig about him, that he did not forget where he come from. Matter of fact, he's like, I don't know if many of you all know this, but he is like, he lives a dual, a bi-coastal life, because he's always going back and forth also from Georgia to, of course, Los Angeles. So I can't wait to see the new season of American Idol. Ridge, Rupnick, and I were talking about that, too. He's regarding American Idol, the new season of American Idol. But it is Christmas. Christmas is here. Let's just have a blast of a good time. Here's Elle DeBarge, who will be with us in a couple weeks. And I hope you all enjoyed that profile show of last Wednesday, when I played a lot of Elle DeBarge Jr.'s music and profiled him also. So a big shout out to he and his manager, Jay Michael. And it's just a blast. A shout out to everyone, anybody and everybody that's been supporting the show since March 21st, 2011. Thank you. Here's Elle DeBarge Jr., Breakfast in Bed.
Took you sweet with a Colgate smile, treading on Twitter, pound fine, she wild. Put it together, we the talk of the town. Pick you right, let's take you out. Chill with the crib, don't take you down. Start with a movie and chill on the couch. I'm flirting, I'ma step to the mail. Let you know what I'm all about. How is it, baby, that you're so damn fly? Take this bitch and let's take our time. You wanna be free, I'm first in line. Now move to the room with them candle lights. Rub your back, then move to the thighs. Rolling in the sheet, you can get me high. Get it so good, you scratching right. I'ma need good here just to make this right. Yeah. Up to the sunrise, hot sex on a cold morning. I end it like my name prize. Got me in the work zone, you double fine. Fucking with the lights on, ass double wide. In between the sheets, undercover bride, looking like a model. Sex like a porn star. I'm gonna go hard, baby, I'm a born star. Domestic swag in a foreign car. Doors open like I came with a crowbar. Never slow down, I slow motion. Sipping on lean like a slow potion. Coasting west by the ocean, best by devotion. Tested by most men. Adored by the women, and I can't lie, I just wanna run up in them.
Wow. That's Elder Barnes Jr. He has a couple of new projects. One of his new projects is EP Lion's Den. And when he comes on, we're going to talk a lot about his projects and also projects for the new year. So, yay! So, you all loving the football season, huh? Wow, I know. This is awesome, 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 awesome. So excited. So excited also for Christmas Day NBA also. So, wow. So, the Cowboys and the Redskins will meet in Washington, D.C. next Sunday, and it will be broadcast for Sunday Night Football on NBC Sports. So that should be awesome on next Sunday night. And the Saints last game will be at noon, meeting with, of course, the Panthers. And it seemed like they played the Panthers the first game out anyway. And here it is, celebrity birthdays, and Ryan Seacrest is the first one. And it says that Ryan Seacrest is turning 38. I think Ryan is turning 39 or 40, to be correct, but maybe that's right. I could have sworn he was turning 30. I thought he turned 39 his last birthday. But they're saying 38, so happy birthday to Ryan again. Also today is Mary Higgins Clark's birthday. She's 85. Anthony Fauci, public health official. He's 72. Jeff Sessions, U.S. Senator, Republican of Alabama, is 66. Dietrich Bader, actor, The Drew Carey Show, is 46. Stephanie Meyer, author, Twilight series, is only 39. Louis Tomlinson, singer for One Direction, is 21. Singer Ricky Martin, I thought it was someone else's, another one of my favorite people's birthday. Sing, I love me some Ricky Martin. Oh, my God. I'm talking about, I've loved him since Menudo. I love boy bands, and I've loved Ricky Martin since those days. Anybody who knows me, know I'm telling the truth. Know I loved me some Menudo and New Edition and all back in the day during my preteens. Singer Ricky Martin turns 41 years young today, so wishing he and his twins a merry Christmas. He's so awesome. Also, the Apollo 8 astronauts orbiting the moon read passages from the Old Testament book of Genesis during a Christmas Eve TV broadcast on this day, Christmas Eve in 68, the year I was born, 1814, the War of 1812 officially ended as the United States and Britain signed the Treaty of Ghent in Belgium. In 1851, fire devastated the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., destroying about 35,000 volumes. 1865, the Ku Klux Klan was founded as a private social club by several Confederate Army veterans in Pulaski, Tennessee. 1871, Giuseppe Verdi's opera, Aida, had its world premiere in Cairo, Egypt, to celebrate the opening of the Suez Canal. 1906, Canadian physicist Regina A. Fessenden became the first person to broadcast a music program over radio from Brant Rick Rock, Massachusetts. That is history. In 1920, Enrico Caruso gave his last public performance at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. In 1943, President Franklin D. Roosevelt appointed General Dwight D. Eisenhower Supreme Commander of Allied Forces during World War II. And in 92, President George H.W. Bush pardoned former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger and five others in the Iran-Contra scandal. In 02, Lacey Peterson was reported missing from her Modesto, California home by her husband, Scott, who was later convicted of murdering her and their unborn son. So sad. 2009, the Senate passed health care legislation, 6039, in the chamber's first Christmas Eve vote since 1895. I remember that, don't you? 2009, a woman jumped barriers in St. Peter's Basilica and knocked down Pope Benedict as he was walking down the main aisle to begin Christmas Eve Mass. The Pope was unhurt. Wow. I don't know what she was thinking. I remember that. Wow. Why would you do something like that? Most definitely. Wow. Okay, Denise Austin is sending us happy holidays wishes. and Morning Stretch. Welcome to Morning Stretch with Denise Austin. Get daily advice, tips, and inspiration from America's favorite fitness expert. Have a Merry Christmas. Wishing you much health and happiness in the holiday season and a wonderful new year ahead. Denise, love always, Denise. And happy holidays. And then there's a picture of she and her husband and her daughters. And the Austins, Denise, Jeff, Kelly, and Katie, a beautiful picture. She and her family, beautiful smiles. I've been a big follower of Denise's health and fitness videos and teachings since forever, and it's amazing to see her daughters are so grown. Think coffee before the gym will boost your energy at the gym. Think again, Denise has a better approach. So that's she's sharing that, and also a quote of hers is to envision your own idea of greatness, not someone else's. And what she says about coffee before gym. And I wanted to head back to the gym before the end of last week, but it looked like I would be starting off next week working out at the gym. I'll be starting off the last day of the year working out in the gym. That's what it looks like. Because some exercises you just need to get on that elliptical, right? Okay, this is what Denise says. I feel like she shared something like this similar before. If you think having a cup of coffee will help you get through your workout, think again. In fact, a study found that drinking the equivalent of 2 cups of coffee before exercise actually hindered blood flow to the heart during a workout. Less blood flow means less oxygen-rich blood fueling your energy fire. The researchers who conducted the study say that while caffeine does have the ability to make you feel more alert mentally, it won't increase your athletic performance. So what's the right way to jumpstart your workout? The researchers suggest skipping that cup of Joe and opting for water instead. Eating well throughout, I call myself connecting to Facebook, and instead I have, like, erased her advice. It's coming back up. Okay. Back to the drawing board. Eating well throughout the day and getting enough sleep at night will help, too, they say. This study confirms that what I've said many times before, don't look to an outside solution like caffeine for a boost. If you want more energy, give your body the nutrition, rest, and movement it needs. Get more fitness tips from Denise Austin. So check out DeniseAustin.com. I love her website. I've always loved watching her videos and reading her advice and everything. But her website, InspartPeople.com, JillianMichaels.com, awesome website also. So big shout out to those personal trainers too that and coaches that I network with and who guide me and are part of my support system. And big shout out to all the PTs that have reached out to me also. Thank you so much, because my mind is right. It's amazing. I stuck to my New Year's resolutions and everything, so it's just amazing how in a year things really get prepare you for different levels of living healthier and a happier life. So it is all in being patient and not giving up on the big picture. And what I found out in this past year that sometimes that big picture can kind of spook you. So sometimes it's those little steps, those little adjustments that we make in our life that make a big, big difference. You know, that's what I have noticed personally. You know, sometimes it's good to take that big bite out that apple. But, you know, sometimes taking those little nibbles also gets you to the same place where you eat up the apple, you know, right. So so it's just a good thing. Now, some of us are out and about traveling, and some of us are doing staycations, and some of us are just staying at home during the holiday season. But I just got an email from about.com, and it's about, you know, we love to talk about good deals, and it is about budget traveling. And so check out about.com and look for budget travel. There's advice regarding smart packing, deals of the week, a free museum visit. Have you ever heard of free museum days? There are days where you can visit museums for free. That's interesting to me because I am one who likes to go to historical sites and like to visit museums and special attractions. Travel Trends 2013 prediction. That's one thing my New Year's resolution is this year. Stop being a homebody and get out and do things. You know, resume back to a former life of mine of enjoying traveling and road trips and et cetera, et cetera. But it goes on. It's pretty nice, and they have other related topics like travel deals and holiday travel, cheap travel, travel guide, budget travel 101 e-course, tips for rail and road, travel trips for cruises and hotels, cheap world travel. Cousin Linda gives good advice when it comes to international travel, cheap U.S. travel, and winter travel deals. So that's pretty cool. But let's see what they say about smart packing. And then you can go ahead and visit. But this is an email I just got while I am on air. And so I guess this entails of talking about Christmas, because this entails of holiday traveling and Christmas travel, right? So I'm just so happy and so giddy, you know. I'm just happy to see another precious, precious Christmas. A lightweight travel, the three-pal approach. And so they said, this is written by Mark Holler, licensed to about.com. And it's time to start packing for your trip. Gather everything you'll like to take and then place each item in 1 or 3 pounds. Essential, less than essential, and optional. Here's the tough part. Eliminate the third pound entirely, about half of the second pound. It sounds drastic at first, but this exercise will begin the process of carrying as little as possible on a trip. Some hear this advice and dismiss it as impractical, but what is far more impractical is carrying too much stuff. The biggest packing errors must always involve too much rather than not enough. It is important to be realistic at the very start of the packing process and take along only the essential items for your trip. So that's a 3-pound approach right there. Then, there's the commit at the start to 1 bag travel. If you're faithfully followed that first step, it should be possible to put every essential that remains in 1 carry-on size bag. Although the definition of carry-on size will vary slightly by airline, you can buy luggage that is likely to meet almost any standard, even if your trip does not involve flying. It is best to limit yourself to 1 small bag. You'll thank yourself in the budget room. With the budget room with a view is up 3 flights of stairs in a charming hotel that just happens to not have an elevator. You'll be happy when you climb aboard a crowded but cheap subway train for a ride to your destination with only 1 small bag in tow. One final benefit of 1-bag travel to consider, you will look more competent and confident dragging 1 small bag than trying to fumble with multiple bags. Then, buy instead of pack. There are always bulky items that should not be make into your luggage. These include big soap dispensers, large containers of contact lens solutions, or large tubes of toothpaste. Many of these are not permitted in carry-on bags for security reasons. Should you do without soap, lens solution, or toothpaste? No. Just buy the small size versions before you leave, or even better, buy whatever size you like after arrival at your destination. Don't pack items that can be purchased for nominal prices at your destination. The need to buy toothpaste gives you a good excuse to visit a destination store that caters to locals. That would give you a better idea of how people live day to day. One of the reasons for travel, don't take this advice to an extreme. Know the important exceptions, such as buying medicals abroad. So these are pretty good tips. I'm looking forward to taking a work and vacay in the very, very, very near future. A light laundry duty on the road. There are many ways to do laundry on the road. Some hotels will clean your clothes while you sleep for a reasonable price. Others will charge an outrageous price for the service. If that's the case, you might want to wash out a few items in the sink and let them dry overnight. With that strategy, it pays to choose clothing that will dry fairly quickly. Another thought, minimize the amount of clothing you need to pay by choosing a simple color scheme and sticking to it. Dark colors are often best. Washing out items during your trip might seem at first to be a lot of trouble, but take the word of veteran travelers to say almost without exception that they learned hard lessons lugging around too many changes of clothing. A few minutes washing out key items will pay dividends. So, again, you know, you can check out budgettravel.about.com, how to be a budget traveler, you know, light packing. Assign some items double duty. A baseball manager puts much value on a player who can perform at several different positions. You should view the items you pack in that carry-on bag the same way. Find pieces of clothing that can be worn in several situations. For example, men's swimming trunks also can be worn in shorts on a warm day. A T-shirt can double as a sleeping attire. These might not seem to be ideal choices, but they are workable. You are looking for the easiest route to lightweight travel. Make sure everything you pack will earn its keep. Another tip, some people pack their least favorite pieces of clothing and then simply discard them rather than bring them home. That makes your suitcase lighter by the day and saves you the expense of cleaning those items. Okay, and then there's the pack some empty bags to fill with dirty laundry. We've already mentioned the value of washing out a few items of clothing during the trip. We've even suggested throwing away store clothes that you don't particularly like. But late in the trip, it is a good idea to begin filling a small nylon bag with store items that you would take home to wash. Emphasize the word small here. This bag can be used to cushion some of your potentially fragile souvenirs. If you think you'll need two of these bags, go ahead and fold, serve into your bag before leaving home. Then, more empty bags to stash for shoes. A change of shoes is sometimes important, because, especially if you will be doing a lot of hiking or if you get caught in troublesome weather, because these soles are likely to be dirty and because the supply of clothing is limited due to your newly acquired good packing sense, bring along some plastic shoe bags to protect the clean items in your suitcase. Remember the advice about seeking dual purpose for everything you pack. These shoes can serve as storage containers for small items that might get lost in your bag and later fall out. Keys, small electronic devices, and coinage can be stashed in your extra pair of shoes. Pack travel documents last. Pack all documents, maps, and other items last so they are on top and easy to find. This is a strategy that pays dividends in a busy airport or train station. No one wants to fumble through your belongings to find a map or the directions to your next hotel. It is important to limit the strategy. For example, do not pack your passport or boarding pass. Keep those items close to you in a money belt or in a zip pocket that is always close to your body. Maps can be replaced easily if someone decides to rummage through your luggage. Key documents, when stolen, can literally ruin your trip. And then there's display your address on your carry-on bag. Be certain your luggage is clearly labeled with contact information at your first destination, and then that the labels are securely fastened to your baggage. Even though the strategy we've outlined here is for carry-on travel, it is still possible to lose a bag or have it stolen from you in an airport, train station, or bus terminal. Since so many bags look alike, it is also possible that someone would grab your bag by accident. It is far easier to stop that person and point out your ownership of the bag when you have a name and address attached in an obvious location. There are also moments when some airlines will make you check a bag you thought you would be able to carry on. If that moment occurs, you won't want to be fumbling for an address label. And then there's number 10. And this is about how to accomplish lightweight travel. There are some items that should not leave your control. And it's if you decide to check your baggage and pay the fees for that privilege, always carry on anything that cannot replace immediately. Prescription drugs, organizers, and important documents are just a few items, a few examples of items that need to be close to you at all times. It pays to be prepared, as I once discovered in the midst of New York's busy Penn Station. I experienced a kidney stone attack just as I was about to board a train. Because I had prescription medicine close at hand, I was able to continue with the trip and did not incur any cancellation fees. Don't take chances. Be prepared. And that is, again, from Mark Collar, LicenseToAbout.com, writing about how to be a lightweight traveler. So pretty cool advice. Many of you already know a lot about that. So that's in regard to that. And then, let's see, some of you might like going to museums like I do. I like stuff like that. And so there are tips about how you can visit museums and so on during your travel. And then even if you're doing a staycation, find out what's going on at certain places that you visit. This is written by Mark Collar also. Free museum visits are one of the pleasures of budget travel. To be sure, many of the world's greatest museums charge relatively little in relation to experiences they provide to visitors, but the following institutions in no particular order provide both outstanding opportunities and luxury of no admission in charge. One of the finest examples is the British Museum in London. This cultural treasure opened in 1753 is never charged an admission fee. There are fees for some special events, and it's a good idea to make a donation to the museum if you can afford to do so. Supporting the work here means helping the world see such wonders as Rosetta Stone and the Elgin Marbles. But you should plan your days carefully here because with about 7 million objects on display, it is easy to become overwhelmed. London visitors find a museum on Great Russell Street, and the nearest two subway stops are Tottenham Court Road and Russell Square. They're open from 10 to 5:30, but usually they open till Friday. So that is an interesting article. And then there's another one about how to avoid baggage fees, which all of us like to know about that. So that's pretty cool. So that's about free museum visits. So check out the website. I'm going to write quick check out about how to avoid baggage fees. Choose an airline with seat structure in your favor. Obviously, you don't want to pay baggage fees. It pays to fly with Southwest, JetBlue. First check bag is still free or some other carrier that has not put these charges into effect. But many times we have to book seats on an airline with baggage fees. If the cost on airlines are similar, look at the way the airline structures its baggage fees. One might give you the first check bag for free and charge quite a bit for the second. Others might spread the cost between first and second bags more evenly. If you only have one bag to check, the first example is a better choice. Take a look at baggage fees for majority airlines and baggage fees for budget airlines. Rule of thumb, many budget carriers will give you a break on airfares but charge higher baggage fees. If this is the case, you need to recognize the importance of one bag carry-on travel. No airline baggage fees. Yeah, so you should visit this and visit that also if you want to know more about how to handle those fees and so on. So that's amazing email that I just got right at the show beginning. So I know we're about to run out. Don't want to run out of time or anything. So I just wanted to touch base on that and share that with you. Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to see if any new emails have come up since I've been talking about the travel, lightweight travel tips. Many would be shopping today too, huh? Last minute shoppers. Some are just waiting to just gonna give away some late gifts, huh? Because a lot of deals will be happening on Wednesday. Oh yeah, a U.S. advisor has been killed too. I seen that earlier. That's bad news. Okay. So I guess we'll play a couple more songs and talk a little bit more about Christmas tradition. Maybe someone is calling in at 714-409-0614 or chatting in the chat room also. It's always fun to chat in the chat room. I'll be broadcasting tomorrow morning, not tomorrow night, but tomorrow morning, and also on Wednesday. And on January 1st, I will be a guest on Ebony Empress, our friend from the UK, Love and Romance Expert. I will be a guest. You all heard her invite me live on air. I'll be a guest on her show on January the 1st. We'll be talking about the new year. So maybe that's a good sign with me also in regard to everything. That's my thing. My goal, my resolutions are to live to become the fittest I ever been, to also love, to make money doing what I love, just staying focused. I'm definitely in a business mindset. But, you know, maybe not looking for love, but with love, if love will find me, being the romantic that I am. But I think we're going to have a blessed and good time. So that's one of my favorite topics to talk about, goals and resolutions and the arrival of the new year. So I always intend to call, but I'm always in her chat room. So I'm glad that she invited me to be a on-air guest along with her other regulars also. So this should be a blast of a good time. So I'm asking the listening audience of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports to definitely tune in to Ebony Empresses and check her out at blogtalkradio.com/EbonyEmpress, EbonyEmpress, for her show, which is based in the UK, Real Talk. And her shows are all about love and relationships, you know, and so that's what we're gonna be talking about the new year, but it's going to come from the angle of in respect of love and relationships, because that's where her topics are based on and are around love and relationships, what makes them work and what doesn't make them work, how to attract certain of the mates and all that good stuff, you know. So we're going to be talking about the new year and just having a blast of a good time. I always have a blast in her chat room talking with fellow supporters of her show. So much fun. And one of her shows she co-hosts with a guy in Texas. I'm not sure if he's in Dallas or in Houston. I think he's in Dallas. But here's Foxman. Jingle bells. I guess.
One horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It welcomes you to NORAD Track Santa. When I was on air last night, I visited the website and So, they were kind of down to Santa. So we're tracking Santa. Santa is doing his thing, because when I was on air, he had like 56 more minutes before he could actually start tracking Santa. So he and the reindeer are out and about right now doing their thing all around the world, because, you know, it's nighttime. It's Christmas Eve, and it's different times. It's like afternoon, and like my friends in England, it's afternoon now. Evening time is almost close by. And so, you know, Santa is working. He got it. NORAD is tracking Santa. That is what the website is saying. And they're like, watch Santa. So I'm on the website, and they have a Facebook page. Okay, so NORAD is tracking Santa. He was last spotted in Nevesk, Sakhalin Island, and now he's headed for Arsenyev, Russia. So I'm looking at the Santa at Santa. They have a camera where they can spot Santa. And right now Santa is, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a map, and it's pointed out where Santa is. This is so awesome. Santa, like I said, he's last spotted in Nevesk, Sakhalin Island. Now he's headed to Arsenyev, Russia. And I'm looking at the pictures of the cameras, and there's Santa, and they're showing the different images of icons of places where he has stopped and places where he is headed. This is so awesome. So check out NORADSanta.org, and you can learn all about NORAD and learn all about Santa, those of you that need to know more about Santa and everything. But here's something I shared on my show last night. Santa camps are ultra cool. High-tech, high-speed digital cameras that NORAD prepositions at many locations around the world. The cameras capture images and videos of Santa and his reindeer as they make their journey around the world. And the page that I'm on, that where they're actually tracking Santa, says that this page is continuously updated as new videos become available. And they're showing Santa, like, at the North Pole. They have a Santa cam at the North Pole. Then they have, like, a Santa cam number two at the South Pacific Islands. And this is, like, super. This is awesome. Yes. And this is so awesome. And, oh my God. And then they're showing all kind of awesome things. This is an awesome website. So I'm getting ready to share the video out amongst my social networking friends of camera number two at the Pacific Islands. So I am getting ready to put it out on Tumblr, on my blog, on Tumblr. Kultureshockt, kultureshockt.tumblr.com. So when I put it on Tumblr, it's going to be distributed out to my Facebook page, to my LinkedIn pages, MySpace pages, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. So I got that video out there right now. Those of you that, like, want to see right now, I'm Google Plusing it. So that is super amazing. So you want to check it out, really. Last night I talked about the NORAD and talked about Santa Claus and if it's the realness of Santa Claus. And, of course, like I said, a serious organization such as NORAD, which makes sure that the skies are safe in America and Canada, if they take Santa seriously. I mean, why can't we? So this is just awesome, awesome, awesome. Santa, love you. You all be careful. They even have, like, Santa gear, NORAD gear that is so awesome and economically priced also, I must say. So that's pretty cool. So big shout-out to you, Santa. You rock. You all be careful out there. I hope I make your good list, you know. Really, I do. Grown woman, I hope I make it, though. I'm loving this. This is so much fun. Let's see. let me see about some other tracking of Santa. Santa is so awesome. Oh, I seen a cartoon on Facebook where Santa might possibly be a stripper, too. It had me laughing. Okay, they're showing something. Phones, tracking screens, and Santa hats are ready as NORAD tracks Santa for the 57th year. And, this is so awesome. Volunteers are pulling on their Santa hats. Phone lines are set, and tracking screens are ready because NORAD tracks Santa is primed for its 57th year. Yeah, this started in 1955. So this is super awesome. Let's see what else are they saying about this tracking Santa calls. I know when I was a little girl, I used to love it when the weathermen and the news broadcasters and the DJs on the radio would say where Santa Claus had been. So back then, they were going on following the direction of NORAD. Back then, because I was wondering, like, well, how do they know where Santa is? You know, because Santa really is a mystery. But everything I ever asked for Santa when I was a little girl, I always got. And look at my mother. I told my mother yesterday, I said, you did a good job, you know, because I literally was like, Santa Claus is so cool. Because honestly, everything I ever asked for, I did get from Santa. And that's my belief, and you can't tell me any else. You know, I've been raised to believe celebrating birthdays, Jesus Christ's birthday, but then also Kris Kringle, Santa Claus, most definitely. So, that's an amazing article published at FoxNews.com about phones and tracking screens and Santa, tracking Santa during this amazing process. Volunteers are pulling on their Santa hats, phone lines are placed, and wall-sized tracking screens are ready. NORAD Track Santa is primed for its 57th annual Goodwill mission. The first shift of Santa Tracker starts taking calls early Monday at 1-877-HIGH-NORAD, and that's 1-877-446-6723, telling children and some adults when Santa is due at their house. The last shift won't end until nearly 24 hours later. Okay, and I'm trying to read more of the article, but let me try to tweet it out. Okay. For some reason, my screen does not want to scroll down. So I can share more, but definitely call 1-877-HIGH-NORAD, 1-877. Okay, here we go. They'll also post updates online, Facebook, and Twitter. The volunteers will work from Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado, home of the North American Aerospace Defense Command. NORAD, a joint U.S.-Canada command responsible for protecting the skies over both nations, says the Santa Tracking Right was born of a humble typo in a newspaper in 1955. So I'm trying to, my screen keeps wanting to stop. I'm tweeting it out, even though my screen stopped. I'm working on tweeting it out so you can check out the article also. Okay, I've tweeted it out. Tweeted it out. Try to put it on Facebook. Okay. If for some reason it's not scrolling down. I wanted to finish reading the article to you. The ad in Colorado Springs newspaper invited children to call Santa. But hopefully you can read it from the Twitter that I sent out. And I liked it on Facebook also, because for some reason I'm not scrolling down the way I should. Okay, to call Santa, but inadvertently listed the phone number for the International, the Intercontinental Air Defense Command, NORAD's predecessor, also based in Colorado Springs. Conan officers played along and word spread that this Cold War military command charge was guarding the U.S. against an attack by the Soviet Union was also telling kids where Santa was. So that was so cute. So this project began accidentally because of a wrong number. So that is kind of neat, huh? Cool way, and it's still going on after all these years since 55. Pretty cool, I must say. So remember, think healthy. Enjoy all your good, delicious meals, but also think healthy also. Oh, my God. And when I finish broadcast, I will continue my cleaning and go ahead and cook this pie, this delicious lemon pie. But go ahead and continue my cleaning and other important duties that I'm attend to on my to-do list, checking emails, checking messages, and so on, and doing other good things also. But this is a blessing. This, you know, it's important for us to keep one another in each other's prayers. Sending prayers to Newtown, Connecticut, especially. And my city of Jackson, on Saturday, we had 3 horrific homicides within 24 hours. And so that is, like, so sad. So sad. I mean, horrific murders, like, shot up many, many times types of murders. I mean, bodies being left in the street. I know, even people in the news, like, this is a time that we should be celebrating and praising God, praising the Lord, and enjoying the holiday season, not going through situations like that. So, you know, we have to continue to pray for crime. Crime, period. It's amazing the stories we've been seeing, too, regarding Grinches, also, that's been just taking presents away. So, so this is a blessing. This is a blessing right here to celebrate Hanukkah, to celebrate Christmas, celebrate Kwanzaa, which begins on Wednesday, and NYE, if you're spending time at church or quietly at home watching television, listening to good music, small gathering, alone, or at big New Year's Eve parties or whatever, you know, I'm wishing you the best and safe time also. During this occasion, and if you're setting goals and New Year's resolutions, wishing you the best, and also in regards, and I thank you for also supporting me in my New Year's resolutions and goal setting endeavors. Also, one thing I'm going to stop referring to myself as struggling. Instead, I am succeeding. Instead of I'm struggling, you all know I said talk about being struggling all the time. I am succeeding. I am succeeding. I am triumphing. So one thing I'm going to do is change my language regarding the way I speak up on some things. And, of course, I'm penning this book that I've been researching and working on that will be also have a docufilm with it called Rise, Fall, and Struggles of the Southern Middle Class, Untold Stories of Socioeconomic Truth. But, you know, one way for me to get out of this struggling mentality is to stop using that term, struggling. It's like some people, they don't use the word can't. So struggling is like saying, oh, my God, you know, it's like I'm constantly pulling out of this. So I am succeeding. I am succeeding. I'm succeeding. I mean, I'm going to be biting my tongue a lot when I'm talking about struggling, but I am succeeding. So I'm going to be changing some of my language that might be kind of like in the negative to more positive aspects, because we speak things into existence, right? I know, right. You know, if not, you know, you're definitely still better speaking on a more positive note, but self-imaging and positive thinking, visualization, those really do work, honestly. Affirmations, one of my Facebook friends is talking about how she's big on affirmations, so am I. And affirmations being negative and being one step up, right? You know, because most of us, even the most positive of us, are so hard on ourselves. We are. It's just, you know, so, but it's good. I mean, you're your worst critic. So no, anything or whatever anybody trying to say, hey, you know, pretty much have them beat because we're our worst critic. Most of us are, at least. So, I know, go figure. But I'm just having a blast and a good time this morning with you all, and I'm glad you're spending time with me also, sipping your coffee or your hot tea or eggnog, you know, so, yeah, I know, I'm kind of giddy. Here's my friend Morris Mills, to be loved. KulturShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KulturShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. Interested in being a guest, send me your press kit, media kit, pertinent information, your bio, what you're doing, what you're working on, what's your community efforts, what projects are you working on, your music, MP3, you know, Wave, all that good stuff.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Oh, yes.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a
Christmas
Merry
is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seals. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Thank you.
wonderful and beautiful Skaldot and Ada Finhill Wild At. That's the Heart Focus remix. I love instrumentals, and again, that is from one of my friends at SoundCloud that I network with. Perfect for Christmas Eve, Christmas. Happy Christmas and Merry New Year to you all. I know, that's cute, huh? I know. Wow. I'm just thinking about all of this, the awesomeness of celebrating the holiday season.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow, that's an important PSA from the National Lung Association. Having an awesome good time, so I'm time to conclude. And again, thank you so much for spending some time with Cousin Shock Entertainment Reports, Motivating Monday. And, wow. So fun, really. If you're exercising, or will be, after Christmas, here it is again, that master mix that is really awesome.
Hop on the jewels.
Oh.
exercise, y'all. But I know we're focusing on enjoying good food, cooking good food, like I'm getting ready to resume cooking this awesome lemon pie and made some yummy stuffing yesterday. And my mother will be cooking a roast today. So you all enjoy your time and, you know, and with others, or if you're alone or if you're working, enjoy the holiday. I send you best wishes and many hugs and kisses to you and your loved ones during this occasion, okay? And here's Six Dream Woody. Merry Christmas, G.I.s. You're so awesome. And remember, tomorrow, next live broadcast will be tomorrow morning on Christmas Day also, okay? So I won't take up too much of your time. Thank you, and you are so awesome. I appreciate your love and your support. You've been listening to Merry Christmas, Motivating Monday, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports with myself, Beth, a.k.a. The True. Again, thank you, and God bless. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., this one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I., for all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is sweet and warm. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas. Time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I.
That my mother received from President Obama and First Lady. And I heard this greeting card and thank you again to President and First Lady for including my mother on your greeting card list this year. I extend my warmest wishes this holiday season. Across our country, Americans are giving thanks for the tremendous service and sacrifice of all who have worn the uniform of the United States. And as we pay tribute to the brave men and women who have not returned from the battlefield, we affirm a most sacred obligation that we must never forget and that we must never stop trying to return them to their families and the country they fought to protect. Michelle and I will keep you and your family in our prayers, and we wish you peace and happiness in the new year. Sincerely, Barack Obama. That was a card that my mother received from the White House on Saturday. So, again, thank you, President. And I mean, if you know, I'm a big fan. My mother and I are both big fans of the first family and so on. Yeah, I might be an independent thinker, but I'm a Republican, but I most definitely love the first family and was so excited when I reached in the mailbox and saw this card addressed from the White House and had my mother's name on it. So thank you all so much for including my mother on your greeting card list. That was so beautiful, such beautiful words. You know, this is a military family. My uncle's on military, very, very patriotic family. So thank you so much. So amazing. But again, I love that Six String Woody song. You all check him out at ReverbNation.com. Like his Facebook page. He is so awesome. Awesome entertainer. Looking forward to many of these entertainers that you listen to be guests on in the very, very near future in 2013, okay? So you have to just get to know more about them and how they tick. They're so cool. Also, Michael Anthony. Here's Michael Anthony, straight out of Texas. Please come home for Christmas. And, again, thank you, and God bless, and have a Merry Christmas.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
Happy, happy.